You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We're broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen, you can always go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a 15-minute Reach More Clients Power session. So we have one announcement before I introduce our guests for this week. On Saturday, July 22nd, 2023, we are going to be at LA Create Space for the annual Reach More Clients Power Conference. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be talking about AI, search engine optimization, and just helping your businesses get more visible online. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event. LA South Chamber of Commerce, Connected Women of Influence, and many more will be in the house and present. There also will be vendor booths, and breakfast and lunch will be served. So you can always go to SEOQueen.com/conference to hear lots more about this great event. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others a young woman who is helping people and be empowered with their credit. She's helping people buy houses, buy cars, and so much more. She is the founder and CEO of TrueResilienceCredit.com. That's T-R-U, ResilienceCredit.com. I want to introduce to some and present to others, Misha Hutchins. How are you, Misha?
I am great. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So I have to ask you this, because this podcast is all about technology and entrepreneurship. What drew you to starting your own brand?
My experience. At one point in my life, I had credit that was embarrassing, to say the least. I was in a situation where I went through a divorce, and in the midst of that divorce, I ruined my credit. I reached out to different companies and different people to help me with my credit. But what I found out in doing that was that it was, one, hard to get someone to help me with my credit, and two, it was not affordable. Being in the financial industry myself, I understand how credit works. I understand the credit laws and regulations, but I didn't want to have to do the work myself. I wanted to hire somebody to do it for me. But in that, I was not able to hire someone to do the work for me. So I ended up having to do the work myself. And then doing the work myself, you know, I started sharing with friends and family members how I was able to improve my credit score from a 493 up to a 620 at the time. And I was in the process of becoming a homeowner. I was a divorced single mom with three kids. I won my credit, reestablished my credit, and now here I was in the process of becoming a homeowner. I started my business because I wanted to be able to help other single moms, divorced moms, and young moms build their credit, and if not, reestablish their credit if they'd ever been in a bad situation to where they couldn't take care of their credit. And so I started my business in 2017 just because I wanted an opportunity to help other mothers fix their credit. And my slogan, or what I'd like to say, my motto is, I help my clients take back their credit and their buying power through my credit and financial empowerment program. You know, it's all about changing the mindset about money and how we see money and how we spend our money and invest. And so that's why I started True Resilience Credit Consultation.
Okay, that's awesome. So when you were talking to your family about the changes in your credit, what type of questions were you asked?
How did I get started? What made me decide to do it on my own? Does credit repair really work? And are you really seeing a change in your credit score by disputing and challenging the information that's on your credit? Does that really help? Were the type of questions that I was getting. And I was also getting, hey, you've done a great job on your credit. Can you help me with mine? And so from that, I began to help family members and friends with their credit. And then the word of mouth began to spread. Hey, Misha does credit repair. Misha can help you with your credit. All you have to do is give her a call. And of course, my children were encouraging me. Mom, you need to do this. This is a business. And starting out, I was doing it for free. Why are you doing this for free, Mom? You should be getting paid to help people with their credit. You should be getting paid to teach people the importance of having good credit. And so that's how I got started.
That's awesome. So my next question is like, what type of changes have you seen in the credit industry over the years?
What I've seen is people having the ability and gaining the knowledge to be able to do it themselves. I've seen that. There's a lot of information on the internet now, and all people need is to be able to take the time to read. And once they take the time to read and gain the insight and knowledge, there are some things that they're able to do on their own. But on the flip side of that, because the industry has changed so much and there's so many different regulations and rules that we have to adhere to, it's always best, if you can, to get the insight and the wisdom of a professional, someone who's done the legwork, someone who's done the homework of understanding how the credit repair laws work, someone who understands how, you know, the seven-year rule, you know, an item for sale, your credit report for 7 years, understanding how that impacts your credit, understanding, you know, how you can overspend according to your credit limit, and that can affect your credit scores. There's so much information now available to people where they can, one, improve their credit score themselves by reading and getting clarity and understanding of the information. And two, there are more ways to start researching and investigating credit repair companies to make sure that you are dealing with a legit company, that you won't be scammed.
Right. So my next question to you is, like, what are reputable blogs and resources that people can turn to pull their credit report and to begin to get the information that they need so that they can start to, you know if they need to dispute something?
So you can go to annualcreditreport.com and be able to get a free copy of your credit report. You can get a free copy of your credit report once a year. annualcreditreport.com gives you access to all three of your credit reports. But here's the caveat. You will not be able to access your credit scores without actually paying for those credit scores. They will give you downloads. You'll be able to download your credit reports, all three of them, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, and do a side-by-side comparison to identify any inaccuracies in the reporting. But you won't have access to your credit scores unless you pay for those credit scores through annualcreditreport.com. Now, when I started out, hear me, I used Credit Karma when I first started out. I didn't want to have to pay to get my credit report. So some companies, you know, they charge a monthly fee. At that time, I was not paying a monthly fee. I was using Credit Karma. I walked through Credit Karma and looked at my credit reports, and they only give you access to two. I believe it's Experian or Equifax and TransUnion. I do know that TransUnion is one of them. So I looked at those two credit reports, did comparisons to see the items that I needed to dispute and that were not consistent with being accurate. I began the dispute process. I wrote out my letters. I hand wrote them out and sent them one by one to both of those companies. And I worked on those two credit reports first. Then when I got in a better position to work on that third credit report that Credit Karma doesn't have, I ordered a copy directly from that company to be able to dispute those inaccuracies on my credit report. And I just did it that way. But I started out, you know, with Credit Karma. I did exactly what Credit Karma told me. You know, it gives you recommendations on credit cards you should consider or that you may have a likelihood of getting approved for. I used it and it worked for me. You know, you'll hear other people say, don't use Credit Karma. The credit scores are incorrect. Well, depending on the credit scores and where you're getting them from, they may be 10 to 50 points different. But at least you'll have the information to start disputing the inaccurate information on your credit report to start out. And it will give you some recommendations on credit cards that you can start out with so that you can start rebuilding your credit score. And I started out with Capital One through Credit Karma. Credit Karma said that there was a 90-something percent chance that I would be approved for my credit card with Capital One. So I took the risk and I applied and I was able to get my first credit card with Capital One. And then that credit card converted from a secured credit card to an unsecured credit card with a higher credit limit. And so I took baby steps when I began to repair my credit. And to be honest, it took me about 8 months because I had a lot of things on my credit report. I had medical collections. I had repossessions on my credit. I had late payments. And I even had a bankruptcy on my credit report that was not mine. And so I just began to take those necessary baby steps to dispute and challenge the inaccurate information on my credit report. And then while I was challenging and disputing those inaccuracies, I was rebuilding my credit on the other side of that. Because once you start getting the inaccurate information off your credit report, it's so vital that you start right. rebuilding positive credit.
Right. That's very, very important. You know, there's all kinds of misinformation that's put into people's credit files every day. So it's really important to pull your credit scores and to, you know, actively dispute the inaccuracies. And that's your right. So tell me, like, some of the clients that you've been able to work with, like, how did you connect with them? How were you able to help them? How much has their credit score been improved? What were they able to buy?
Many of my clients found me on Facebook. I have a presence on Facebook. It's True Resilience Credit Consultation on Facebook. And so I do a lot of ads on Facebook to reach clients. And once they reach out to me for a free 30-minute consultation, we walk through their credit reports. My recommendation to them is always to start by gaining access to a credit monitoring service. I recommend Identity IQ. I have them sign up for the Identity IQ promotional offer, $1 for the first 7 days. And then we walk through their three credit reports on our call to make recommendations on steps they can take to begin their journey of repairing their credit. And even if they choose not to sign up with me, at least they walk away with the tools that they need to start the rebuilding process. For instance, I have some people, when I give them a free consultation, that they don't need credit repair. What they need to do is just reduce their balances to get their credit card usage under that 30% requirement so that they can start gaining those additional points. Or it may be a situation to where they don't have enough, they don't have but one credit card and one installment account. In order to have a good credit mix, which is 15% of your total credit score, I may recommend, hey, you need one more credit card, but you also need to get one more installment loan. And I give them recommendations on companies that they can work with in order to get that credit card and also to get that installment loan. The clients that I have been able to help are those, again, that have found me on Facebook. I've helped clients who have they owe apartment complexes. They don't, the eviction hasn't hit their credit report or the county records, but they still owe apartment complexes an outstanding balance that they, you know, they're disputing. They don't agree with it. They try to get that amount off of their credit reports, but they haven't been able to. So I work with them to get that balance off of their credit reports by in challenging the inaccurate information that we find on the report. I've also worked with clients to get child support off of their credit reports. I had one client recently, he shared the same first and last name with a cousin. They had the exact same name, first same name, and same last name, but they had different initials and different dates of birth. They were born 5 years apart, but for whatever reason, that cousin's child support was on his credit report, and he had tried to get that off of his credit report for 5 years. He was not able to get it off. until he started working with me. I was able to challenge that information that was on the report and able to get that child support off of his credit report that he wasn't able to get off. I've also, you know, had clients who had medical collections that they were not able to get off of their credit reports. We've worked through some of those, you know. People always say, well, you know, the hospital didn't have a right to sell that bill over to a collection company, but we have to remember to read the fine print. If we don't pay our bills in that fine print, it says that that company that we're doing business with, the original creditor has a right to sell that debt to a collection agency. It's in the fine print. And so, you know, that's the type of information I have to help my clients with, because they come in saying they're not supposed to be putting this medical collection on my credit report. It's against HIPAA laws. No, it's not against the HIPAA law for them to put that debt on your credit report. What's against the HIPAA law is to share the personal information about your medical condition on that credit report. But they can certainly sell that debt to be collected, because you right. signed on the line when you got admitted into the hospital.
Right, right. So you're just such a dynamic woman that's helped so many people. Why are you so passionate about helping people repair their credit?
I'm passionate about it because I lived the life of having bad credit where I could not. When I walked away from my marriage, I didn't have a game plan. I walked away with the clothes on my back and the shoes on my feet and my purse. And I lived with my family. You know, I went from one family member's house to another family member's house. And then when I tried to get my own place, I couldn't even get a place. Okay. So I ended up having to stay with family members, because when I did try to get my own place, my credit was too bad. I couldn't even rent a house. I couldn't rent an apartment. And when I was finally able to rent a house, I ended up living in a neighborhood that I felt like wasn't desirable or suitable for my children. I ended up paying over $1,200 a month for a house that I wouldn't buy. Mm-hmm. And so I became passionate about it because I wanted to provide better for myself and for my children, but I also wanted to be able to put other people in my situation in a better place. You know, I don't want people to have to pay an arm and a leg for credit repair, nor do I want people to have to pay an arm and a leg for an automobile or having a place to stay.
Right.
And with
right.
that, I even ended up having to pay, you know, a total note lot for a car that kept breaking down on me. My credit wasn't good enough for me to go to the credit union to get pre-approved for an auto loan, or go to the dealership and let them run my credit to get financing. And right. so I became passionate about it because I really wanted to help, again, divorced moms, single moms, and young moms be able to take back their credit and their buying power.
That's awesome. So what three technologies have been vital for you to help, you know, young moms, single mom, divorced moms to take back their buying power?
So I use Facebook a lot. I like to create, I create a lot of my own content. I like to create videos, and my iPhone has been valuable. Facebook and my iPhone are the two most valuable assets that I have, because it gives me the opportunity to get before people and share my story. I've shared my story on Facebook before. It's why I started my business. I've even, you know, held open sessions, Q&As on Facebook, just so that people can come in and ask questions or just share some information, something that I had, you know, had experienced. I would go and do a video and post it on Facebook just so that people can see it and say, hey, I'm gonna make sure that doesn't happen to me. Like, I don't miss an opportunity.
Right, right, right. So what three things would you say, would you recommend to an entrepreneur? What three pieces of advice would you give them as they're striving for success?
I would say, don't get discouraged. It's so easy to get discouraged, and it's so easy to look at what other people are doing that are in the same type of business that you're in. You know, people get on social media and they post all their houses, all their cars. That's great and wonderful. Congratulations to them. But as an entrepreneur, it's hard work and dedication is what it's going to take, and consistency. I would say, don't compare yourself to other people. Don't get discouraged during the process. In the beginning, it's okay to start out small. Just keep growing. You will grow. And I have this belief that my gift, your gift, will make room for you. You will become unstoppable if you stay consistent, dedicated, and remain focused, and don't compare what you do to somebody else.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So I just want to thank you, Misha, for coming on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. And how could people connect with you?
They can connect with me on Facebook and also on Instagram at True Resilience Credit. That's TrueResiliencE Credit. They can also reach out to me by phone at 972-562-1772. I'm located in Dallas, Texas. So if you are, you know, in the Texas area or even somewhere in another state, you can always reach out to me. I'd love to speak with you.
Okay, that's awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, Misha, for coming on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. This is a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are on broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. And also, as a thank you gift for listening, you can always go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power session. And do not forget that on Saturday, July 22nd, 2023, is our Reach More Clients Power Conference. Again, our guest today is Misha Hutchins, and you can connect with her on social media at True Resilience Credit. That's TrueResiliencE Credit. And I would love for you to connect with her. She has so much to share, so much wisdom and knowledge. So contact her today and book your complimentary strategy session. Well, again, my name is Zee Scott, the SEO Queen, and the host of the SEO Queen Tech Show. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.